7 o'clock Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you, I played in this last set of the first hour. We just heard South Soul, a track called Lost, originally released in the Action label in 1966. I got off the compilation Back from the Grave, Volume 9, came out in 2014 on Crypt. For that, John Mayall and his Blues Breakers did I'm Your Witch Doctor, a track originally released on Immediate in the UK in 1965. I got off a compilation called An Anthology of British Blues. Came out in 1968 on Immediate, 65 on Immediate. Anyway, before that, Jesse Springfield and The Look of Love, 1967 on Phillips. The Moments with the B-side to Love on a Two-Way Street, and I queued that up incorrectly. I usually pride myself on that, but I couldn't hear anything. Should have turned the monitor down so I could hear what I was queuing up. Anyway, I Won't Do Anything is the name of the track. Came out in 1970 on the Staying label. And the Night Riders kicked off this set, the last set of the first hour, and Don't Say, track released in 1965 on the Boblo label. And I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1. The CD version came out on Crypt God Knows When. Anyway, you know, you men out there, you want to look extra virile, get yourself a Desperate Hours on WMFO t-shirt. They're cheap. You know, I don't know, man, they're postage paid. You know, some people say, oh, wow, I only got it for $10, and you pay, like, you know, $25 or $30 in shipping charges. You know, I say it's $24 up front. And, yep, let's see. Now what I do here. And it is postage paid. And the proceeds, portion of the proceeds are going to go benefit WMFO's programming. Now, we do need, Daddy needs a new CD player. CD1 is out. So it takes quite a bit of juggling, believe it or not. You're doing a show, and if you have a show like mine, which strictly goes by CD and vinyl. Anyway, enough of my problems. Anyway, so the t-shirts are there, Desperate Hours t-shirt. You got my mug on the front, the cool WMFO logo on the back. And you get them in a multitude of colors, as long as it's white. I got ones left in men's extra large and extra double XL, and women's medium and large. You know, so you'll all look a lot better. And you'll be supporting your favorite radio show at the same time. Don't be cheap. And, you know, if you're going to be cheap, take a couple of minutes and make a bumper. All you got to do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. And then mention your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of an email to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And also, to get those t-shirts, all you got to do is go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. The ordering information's there. Don't say I didn't tell you. All your pals are walking around and looking real cool. Coming up is this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
don't we know, for Christ's sake?
1, 2, 3. Good love. Good love.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Sorry about that. We'll be right back. how sorry I am about that. There's anything I can't stand to see, it's a grown man crying. Poor baby.
Sitting by the roadside on a summer's day, chatting with my messmates, passing time away. Lying in the shadows underneath the trees, goodness how delicious, eating goober peas.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness how delicious, eating goober peas.
Oh, when a horseman passes, the soldiers have a rule to shout out at their loudest, "Mister, here's your mule." But another pleasure in chattinger than these is grinding off your molars, eating goober peas.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas.
Just before the battle, a general hears a row. He says, "The Yanks are coming, I can hear their rifles now." He looks around in wonder, and what do you think he sees? The Georgia militia eating goober peas.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas.
I think my song has lasted almost long enough. The subject's interesting, but the rhymes are mighty rough. I wish this war was over, went free from rags and fleas. We'll kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas.
Hey kids, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show, formerly of Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs and the Malarians, if you were around in the 80s. You are listening to Alex Piondis on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. And I gotta say, Alex is one of my favorite MFOs.
Of a henpecked husband, one who is afraid to tell his pregnant wife he is sterile.
Hey, smile now. You left at me, then you walked away. Why don't you smile now? Why don't you smile again? Smile.
Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public services message from the teetotalers here at WMFO in Medford. Tops Educational and Community and Freeform and whatever they're calling it this week, radio. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. This first set of the second hour, Backing Me Up, Trash Man and Birdbath, this month's backing track, month of June 2019. Just heard the Downliners, Sex, channeling the All Night Workers, which were two-thirds of them, or half of them were Lou Reed and John Cale. And Why Don't You Smile Now, originally released on the Columbia label in the UK in 1966. I got out of the Nuggets 2 box set. Well, that the Sirs did Help Me, a track originally released on the Amreco label in 1965. I got it off the compilation Let's Dig 'Em Up Volume 3. Came out in 2000 and on the No Time label. The Blue and Gray Chorus did Eatin' Goober Peas, a golden record from 1960. Nancy Sinatra before that, and Sorry About That from the How's That Grab Your LP, came out in 1966 on Reprise. The Young Rascals before that with this week's song that everybody knows, Good Lovin', from the first LP. Came out in 1966 in Atlantic. And we kicked it off with the William Penn 5 and Blow My Mind. Came out in on the Thunderbird label in 1966. It was a B-side to the off-compiled Swami. I got it off the Trash Box. Came out in 2004 on No Hit. Yes. Anyway, let's turn this back. Here we go. Anyway, once again, Desperate Hours t-shirts for sale. Portion of the proceeds will benefit WMFO. Just go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. We can order it through there. Anyway, I don't even have anything queued up. Hang in there. We'll be right back. miss me? Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
is down in deepest, darkest Africa. Who's the one who brought the jungle fame? Who's the king of animals in Africa? Kimba the white lion is his name. When we get in trouble and we're in a fight, who's the one who just won't turn and run? Who believes in doing good and doing right? Kimba the white lion is the one.
Stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you, I played in this next to last set of the show. You just heard Jan Panter. You actually heard a couple from the compilation Scratch My Back, Pie Beat Girls 1963-68. I only meant to play one of them, but I queued up the wrong thing. I said, the heck with that. I ain't bringing this back next week, so I'll play them both. Jan Panter did Scratch My Back from the title track of the eponymous or whatever. It was released in the Pie label in the UK in 1966. Before that, Pet Clark and Heart. That was something I played a couple of months ago, I think. Also released on Pie in the UK only in 1965. Before that, Perez Prado and Virgen de Macarenas from the Concerto Barabongo LP. Came out in the I forget what label in Mexico, but it came out in the United States in 1967 on United Artists. Before that, The Prophet said, Yes, I Know, from the compilation Pebbles Volume 22. It was originally released on the Twin Spin label in 1967. Before that, Bill Justice kicked off the set with College Man, a track originally released on Philips International in 1958. I got the best of thingy, raunchy, and other great instrumentals. Came out in 1969 on Sun. Anyway, once again, Desperate Hours t-shirts are for sale. A portion of the proceeds do go to benefit WMFO. Go over to Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and buy one. Put me a bone. I'm always asking you this stuff. Makes me wonder if anybody's listening. I know I'm not. Anyway, let's take this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
about their knowledge. Women absorb it and use it when needed.
As usual. again. But I don't know if she understands that I need her and I want her so. That I want to love the good and go. Please, please, please let it be.
Song, you know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, water-cutters, and never-were's from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me tell you what I played this last set of the show. Just heard The Midnights and Pain, a track originally released on the Style label, 1966. I got off the compilation, You Treated Me Bad. For that, the Savoys did Can It Be, originally released on Summit in 1967. I got off the compilation, Back from the Grave, Volume 6. For that, Patty's Groove did It Won't Last Too Long, originally released on Columbia in 1965. I got off of Girls in the Garage, Volume 3. For that, the Scepters did I Can't Make It. And off of Psychedelic Crown Jewels Volume 3, originally released on Panorama in 1967. Before that, you heard Tilsey Orchestral and the Rat Catchers, originally released on Fontana in the UK in 1967. I got off the compilation Inner City Beat, Detective Theme, Spy Music, and Imaginary Thrillers from 1967 to 77. Came out in 2014 on Soul Jazz. Before that, Jordan Good Times kicked off the set, and It's So Good off the So Good LP. Came out in 1967 on Epic. Anyway, thanks to everybody for listening. I'll be back next week. Remember, get your Desperate Hours and WMFO t-shirt.